Cirque du Soleil is gliding back into the UK with its coolest arena show yet called Crystal. This one-of-a-kind arena show blends circus acts and the world of ice skating in a stunning new production that will take the audience on a journey into a whimsical frozen playground where stunning skating combined with jaw-dropping acrobatic feats defy the imagination. It's going to make its UK debut at Sheffield Fly DSA Arena from Friday to Sunday, March 6th to 8th, with four performances. More details about all that later. And then it's going on a world tour. Not least of all, there's going to be lots of other places where you can get to see this in the UK. My name's Graham Walker, and I'm really delighted that my special phone guest today is I'm going to say, an old friend of mine. We last met in Paris when she was working for Cirque du Soleil. She still is. And it's Yorkshire girl Emily McCarthy, who's going to be back in the new performance Crystal. Emily, lovely to speak to you again. I guess a lot's happened in the last two or three years. Tell me about it, and tell me about Crystal and your part in it.
Hi, Graham, and hi, everyone. So I'm obviously really excited to be returning to the UK with a brand new ice skating show from Cirque du Soleil. I've been on the show since creation. We started the creation in June 2017, and I've been happy on the show ever since. I'm actually doing a trapeze act in the show, which is different to what I did last time when you saw me on Barakai. And it's definitely a one-of-a-kind show.
So this blends acrobatics and ice skating. Is that a world first for Cirque?
This is the first Cirque du Soleil's ice skating and acrobatic show. I often get asked if it is an ice skating show or an acrobatic show, and it really is a blend of the two, which is something that the UK is never going to have seen before.
Wow, amazing. And does this mean, now I've got you down as an acrobatic flyer, but is there any ice skating involved? Have you had to learn to ice skate?
I did actually have to learn to ice skate. So I was taking some lessons before I started on Crystal at the Bradford Ice Arena for a few weeks. I do have some ice skating cues in the show, which is really fun. I'd never ice skated properly before coming on Crystal, so it was a challenge, and it's turned into something that I love. So,
Emily, the Cirque shows are always colourfully spectacular. They've got some great bizarre characters in there. It's just some amazing feats of strength and ability. But can you just tell me, people who are not too sure what Crystal's about, what it's about, and kind of your role in that? Is it part of the ensemble, or have you got a major role? What's happening there?
So the show is about a girl called Crystal. Crystal's about 14 years old in the show, and it's basically about her life and how she doesn't really fit in with her family or at school. She's a bit of an outcast. And it's basically about her journey growing up to a young adult. So I, at one part in the show, I actually play Crystal. It's actually the finale act of the show. And I'm basically Crystal. So Crystal is an ice skater, and I'm the body double, stunt devil, if you will. And I do an act called Hand to Trapeze, which blends ice skating, duo trapeze, banking, and hand-to-hand acrobatics. And it's quite a powerful number.
Wow, that's...
I'm really proud to perform it.
Well, we're proud of you being in this world first and actually having such a plum part as well. Well, congratulations in that.
Thank you so much.
Let's just talk a little bit more about the show, and I just want to talk a little bit more about your background because it's so inspiring. But in terms of the show and in your involvement with Cirque, obviously you've been with them now for quite a few years. Well, what's next? Are you planning to do more shows with them, or is this show going to actually take up a lot of your time?
So I've been with Cirque now since 2012, so almost 8 years. And I started with Cirque when I was 16, and I've been on the road with them ever since. I'm really enjoying my time on Crystal, so I'm hoping to have a good chunk more time here, and then we'll see. I don't have any plans to stop performing soon, because you know me, it's my passion and it's what I love, and I feel like it's what I was born to do. So
I do. I know that you were telling me that one of the perks of obviously working for Circus, you do get to travel the world. And when we last spoke, you'd already visited Europe, North and South America. I think your favourite place was Costa Rica. I just wondered, how many countries have you visited now, and what's happened in the last 3 or 4 years? And have you found anywhere better than Costa Rica?
Oh, gosh. I think I've visited probably about 40 countries now. I am very fortunate to have this job and to travel so much and to have seen so much of the world already. And yeah, like you said, I've done South America, North America, all of Europe. I actually, since I last saw you, redid North America with Crystal, and we're just about to start the European tour again. But I do think Costa Rica is still one of my favourite places in the world.
Fantastic. Well, most of us can just actually come and see you and live our dreams through what you're doing. I mean, what a great life you've got. In terms of the inspiration, I just want to reflect on that. You're actually originally from the Wakefield area. I think, if you remember rightly, is it Ossett, the way you're from?
I'm actually from Tingley.
Tingley?
But yeah, it's like right in between Wakefield and Leeds.
And I think you actually trained at a Wakefield gymnastics club, undergoing Olympic training between ages of 6 and 12. And then tell me, how did it, just remind me again, you actually ran away with the circus. How did that happen?
So I've done gymnastics since I was 6 years old, and I started at Wakefield Gymnastic Club when I was, when I was 13. And I actually went on to the Great Britain acrobatic team, and then I attended the World Championships in 2012, which were held in Orlando, and I got scouted from there and approached by the Cirque du Soleil casting team and asked if I would be interested in working for the company one day. And I said, obviously, it was a dream of mine to be a part of the company. And from there, it just I got a contract, and here I am now.
What would you say to all the other young people who's going to be watching Cirque du Soleil and dreaming that they might be able to follow in your footsteps? What advice would you give to them?
I would just say, don't give up on your dream. If it is a dream of yours to eventually work in Cirque or go further with your gymnastics or your hobby, don't give up, because it is obviously very challenging, all the training and the long hours, but it honestly is so worth it, and it will pay off, and you'll get to perform your dreams every single night. So just keep working hard, and your dreams will come true, just like mine did.
Now, I just want to reflect back then. When you do open the UK tour at Sheffield Flydeaser Arena, I'm just going to remind everybody again that you're going to be there from March 6th to the 8th. What will be going through your mind? I mean, you'll have all the family and friends out there. Does that put a lot of added pressure on you, or does it help you actually deliver a super performance?
Well, obviously, having all my friends and family there, I will probably have a bit of nerves. But just, I found now, after all these years of performing, I just really know myself, and I know how to control those nerves. And to be honest, I'm just so excited, and I'm looking forward to just performing for all my loved ones and everyone else from my hometown, and well, close to my hometown and back in my country. So I'm really, really excited about it.
Brilliant. And if you can't get to see Emily and the Cirque du Soleil show of Crystal in Sheffield, I know it's going to be playing Glasgow, Aberdeen, Belfast, Manchester, Birmingham, Nottingham. I think that you're then off to Poland, it's then going to the USA and Canada, then it's back in Europe, it's doing France, Switzerland, Germany through to the end of November. So is that pretty much your year?
Yep, that's our year so far, I think. Just non-stop travel.
Yeah. Well, listen, Emily, always great to have you back. You know that you'll get the biggest cheer of the night when we see you out there. And we want to look out for you. So whereabouts in the show will you be? You've told us you're going to be right towards the end. When's your first appearance?
So I will be on from the very beginning of the show, the animation. I have lots of cues throughout the show, so I'll be on and off stage the whole time. But you'll be able to see me the most during my act, which is the final act of the show, Hand to Trapeze, and I play Crystal. So
fantastic.
You'll see me.
Fantastic. All right, Emily, listen, as ever, it's been lovely to speak to you. Hopefully you're going to get to catch up with you when you're over here in March.
Thank you very much, Graham.
Thanks for your time.